The leader of Sri Lanka's Tamil Tiger rebels says his group is prepared to give up their decades-old demand for a separate state. Yesterday's statement is the clearest indication yet that ongoing peace talks between the rebels and the Sri Lankan government might succeed in establishing peace in the troubled island nation located off India's southeastern coast. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam had been fighting for an independent Tamil homeland in the north and east of the country since 1984. They claim they are discriminated against by the nation's Sinhalese majority. But with neither side capable of winning the war outright, and with intense international pressure on both to make peace, the rebels and the government agreed to a ceasefire in February. The ceasefire held, and two rounds of peace talks followed. During those talks, the rebels' chief negotiator, Anton Balasingham, raised hopes by indicating the rebels were dropping their demand for an independent state. But the Tigers' ruthless and reclusive leader, Velupillai Prabhakaran, has been silent, leaving doubts in the minds of many about the Tigers' commitment to peace. Yesterday, Prabhakaran broke his silence in his Heroes Day speech, startling many with his apparent willingness to accept regional self-rule and self-determination. "We cannot ignore the realities of today's world," Prabhakaran said in his speech broadcast on rebel radio. "We have to realize this and adjust our path to freedom. It is our deepest desire," the LTTE leader said, "that the current peace talks should succeed." Columbia University analyst Rohan Edrisinna says the rebel leader's statement will be well received by the Sinhalese majority.
"It sort of reassures a lot of people in Sri Lanka who obviously had a certain amount of doubt as to whether Prabhakaran, who controls the LTTE very tightly, was himself committed to the notion of internal self-determination and a political solution which respects ultimately the unity of the country."
In his speech, the rebel leader also praised the Sri Lankan Prime Minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, calling him sincere and honest in his attempts to reach a settlement. Analyst Rohan Edrisinna says this too is a good sign.
"One of the positive things that has happened since the talks began a couple of months back is that there has developed a sense of partnership, if you like, between the Wickremesinghe, the part of the government, and the LTTE. And I think the statement is certainly going to help Wickremesinghe in his campaign to sell the peace process in the south."
Radhika Kumaraswamy, director of the International Center for Ethnic Studies in Colombo, says the rebel leader Prabhakaran's statements are a major step forward in the peace process.
"I'm very hopeful that there will be some kind of resolution to this conflict. I think Sinhalese majority will be willing to accept it if they feel that the final settlement is fair and if they feel the final settlement is democratic."
But a final settlement is by no means assured. And in his speech, the rebel leader made it clear what would happen should the talks fail. If the Tigers' demand for regional self-rule and self-determination is rejected, Prabhakaran said, "we will have no alternative than to secede and form an independent state." The next round of talks is scheduled to be held in Norway next week. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.